This podcast on infants with gastroesophageal reflux symptoms is brought to you by Digestive Health for Life and the Children's Digestive Health and Nutrition Foundation. Our listeners can find more information on management of infants with gastroesophageal reflux symptoms online at www.cdhnf.org and www.kidsacidreflux.org.
When he would throw up, he was good about it. He just seemed content almost, like it was good to get it out of his system, and that was it.
When she'd take down a bottle, it would all come right back up again.
5-6 times after each feed, he would spit up.
I was probably the skinniest, most exhausted new mother you could imagine.
He never seemed to experience any trauma. It was a very natural thing that I learned to live with, and I thought that that was part of growing up as a baby.
Those enchanting infant months, a time of wonderment and joy. For Laura and Steve, Spencer gave them just that, plus a little spit up, common for a normal, healthy baby. It's a condition called gastroesophageal reflux, GERR, or simply reflux.
Okay, here's some pretzels.
As infants, Cindy's children, on the other hand, experienced gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as GERD, or reflux disease, a condition affecting a small percentage of children.
You see so many babies and they just sit there so peacefully and just kind of look. And ours were just like always, you know, you could just tell that they were uncomfortable.
When does common reflux cross the line into reflux disease, a condition worthy of medical attention? It can be confusing because spitting up does not always point to GERD. Other causes include colic, urinary tract infections, neurological diseases, and food intolerances. Let's begin by examining the cause of reflux. The esophagus is the tube connecting the mouth to the stomach. Reflux occurs when the muscle that closes off the esophagus from the stomach relaxes at the wrong time. This allows food and stomach acid to move up into the esophagus, and in infants, food often enters the mouth and comes out as spit up. The vast majority of babies are not bothered by this, even if it occurs in large volumes, and do not go on to develop problems later in life. As the infant matures, so does the esophageal muscle, and over time the condition improves on its own. But in a small number of infants, problems may occur. Inadequate or poor weight gain, breathing problems, or bleeding. All conditions that deserve further attention. It's important to understand that it's normal for infants to spit up frequently. More than 50% of babies reflux in the first 3 months, sometimes as often as 4 times a day.
The doctor did share that with us, that if he was doing well, he was gaining weight, he wasn't crying, that we really shouldn't worry about him throwing up, that it was part of normal growing up.
When Spencer would spit up, we basically would put our pad on our shoulder, pat him on his back to make him more comfortable, and clean up the mess.
As long as he continues to thrive or she continues to do well, then this is a natural maturation that we can expect to get better.
That's the key. As long as your child is eating, growing, and has a relatively happy disposition, your baby's reflux is considered a normal part of infancy. And don't be alarmed if the reflux increases, peaking at about 4 months. In most cases, the child will outgrow it by 12 to 18 months. But in the meantime, there are lifestyle changes that can often help moderate the symptoms. If the baby is bottle-fed, add up to 1 tablespoon of rice cereal for every ounce of infant or breast milk. This thickens the liquid, and because it has more calories, a smaller feeding will satisfy your baby. It may be necessary to enlarge the nipple by cross-cutting it to allow the thickened content to pass through. Sometimes your doctor may instead recommend a special formula that thickens in the stomach. Decrease the amount of each feeding, but make up for it by feeding more often. Burp more often throughout the feeding. Do not use car seats anywhere except in the car. They position the baby's stomach and esophagus in a way that aggravates the problem. Don't immediately feed again if the baby spits up. Wait until the next scheduled feeding time. Your doctor may suggest a different formula in case protein sensitivity is playing a role in the problem. Avoid tight diapers and waistbands. Avoid exposure to tobacco smoke.
It's normal for an infant to spit up multiple times a day, and the spitting up in and of itself isn't a problem. It's whether or not the spitting up causes other problems.
Spitting up crosses the line into reflux disease, or GERD, when more serious symptoms arise. Among them, refusal to feed, poor weight gain due to a lack of nutrition, vomiting of blood, breathing problems during or after vomiting, painful or troubled swallowing. If your baby shows any of these signs, it's important to see a pediatrian.
He's usually has a, you know, a spit up or two after that bottle.
The history, the actual parent's description of what's going on with their child, and a thorough physical examination in many cases will be all we need to make that determination.
The first thing your physician may recommend are those lifestyle changes described earlier. In fact, no medication is necessary for the majority of children when lifestyle changes are implemented.
And these changes can really help. They can be very effective in helping the child. And often infants can really just be managed by these simple things and don't need medications.
If your baby has not improved after trying lifestyle changes, your pediatrician may give your baby a trial of medication to reduce or neutralize acid, or refer you to a pediatric gastroenterologist, a specialist who treats conditions of the digestive system in children. Tests may be performed to rule out other diseases or irregularities.
The range of tests at our disposal is quite broad. You will choose to do either an upper GI series, which is a barium swallow, where you can actually determine whether the esophagus looks normal, whether the stomach is in the right place, whether there is any chance that the intestines can twist around themselves. Or you might wonder whether the crying is related to exposure of the esophagus to acid, in which case we have very good tests where you can actually measure the presence of acid in the esophagus.
Sometimes, though rarely, endoscopy and biopsy are recommended. These tests more carefully examine the lining of the esophagus and stomach, making sure there's not another cause of the child's problems, such as allergy or infection. If acid is shown to be the culprit, your child's diagnosis will be GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The good news is that in most cases, all that's needed to improve the situation is a course of medication that decreases the amount of acid made in the stomach and heals the lining of the esophagus. Surgery is rarely needed.
Generally, infants with reflux do well. They generally tend to outgrow it and generally can be, if they're on medicine, can be taken off medicine after a relatively short time of therapy.
Remember, in most children, reflux is part of being a normal infant, and no treatment is necessary. In others, lifestyle changes are all the treatment that's required.
Once you make the diagnosis and you treat them, the prognosis is excellent for the majority of children with reflux disease.
We've got it under control now more, so we're able to relax and enjoy, and he's able to relax because we're relaxed.
Lisa's life is getting back to normal. Her twins, both with GERD, are now thriving. Cindy's four children, all with reflux disease as infants, are now symptom-free. And Laura and Steve's son outgrew his reflux before his first birthday, without any treatment at all. But when parents are dealing with a baby with GERD who is experiencing other problems, it's a different story. Specialists say caregivers need to take care of themselves as well.
It's important that people mobilize their support systems. It's very hard to be around infants who reflux all the time, and sometimes parents need a break or they may need help caring for that infant.
Like Spencer, reflux in the vast majority of infants will subside on its own with time. And for those with GERD, a proper diagnosis and a treatment plan is the beginning of the road to recovery. For baby, a return to eating well and sleeping soundly. For mom and dad, a chance to finally experience the joy of parenting. For more information on reflux and GERD, visit kidsacidreflux.org, cdhnf.org, naspagan.org, or aap.org. Reflux and reflux disease are treatable. See your pediatrician. Our listeners can find more information on management of infants with gastroesophageal reflux symptoms online at www.cdhnf.org and www.kidsacidreflux.org.